Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm Echo.
I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
I'm Bunny.
What do we have today, Brendan?
Today we're on the second tone.
Yeah, we've done the first tone. This is step two of the four tone system for learning Chinese.
And we're not showing favoritism here. The second tone is also pretty good.
It's also, I think, the hardest of the four.
No.
No?
No.
Nah.
It was the hardest of the four for me.
Well,
Come on,
that's the problem with you.
It's the hardest of the four. The first one, you know, high and flat. You get that. The fourth one, it's falling. You're kind of angry. And, you know, dipping, you go down and you go back up.
Well, yeah, but with the third tone, you've got interesting.
You just go
there's
up.
There's all kind of fun to be had with the third tone. The second tone's...
Anyway, Brennan's got some good examples of what the second tone sounds like kind of in English.
So, yeah, in another lesson, I gave an example of kind of the four tones of Chinese using the word now in English in different situations, right?
Yeah, so actually, in Chinese, it's a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a little bit like the way you sound when you're asking a question in English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You go up from about the middle of your range to the top of your range.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
General rule of thumb, that's how it goes. So it's a rising tone and it goes up pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Canadians are pretty good at it with A.
A?
Yeah, right.
It kind of sounds a bit like that.
Yeah. A?
Anyway, we've got some common vocab for you. These are words you're going to run into, if not every day, then every week, definitely.
人.
Person.
人.
Yeah, person or people.
人.
人. 国.
Country.
国.
We learned in the first tone podcast that the word for China, or its center, its middle kingdom, so it would be Zhong for China and then...
Guo.
So...
Zhong Guo.
China.
Zhong Guo.
And Chinese.
Zhong Guo Ren.
Zhong Guo Ren.
Chinese person.
Yeah.
Chinese people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if we want to say the Chinese language, mm-hmm. one of the ways we can say it is...
Zhong Wen.
Zhong Wen.
Right.
Yeah.
So we just put two tones together. We put the first tone and the second tone together. You should be able to hear the difference.
This is just one of many ways you can mix and match the tones.
Let's give you some more words which are going to come in useful. This one's pretty good.
Ping.
It means bottle.
Ping.
And after you've studied the tones for a bit, you're probably going to want one.
Ping.
Ping.
What else do we have here?
钱, very useful.
Money.
钱.
Yeah, some of us don't get to use this one much.
钱.
钱.
We've got busy.
忙.
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 This is not the sort of thing they're going to teach you in a textbook mm-hmm. first day, but it's so useful. It means like it bothered or troublesome.
烦.
烦.
Yeah, so if someone's bothering you, you just say 烦.
Well,
别烦.
Yeah, or 烦人 or something like that.
Yeah.
烦人 is bothering people or bothersome.
Yeah.
Or you've got the opposite of 烦. If something's okay with you, you could say, you know, 行.
Yeah, or 成.
Yeah.
成. Yeah. Well, 成 is more...
Where's...
Yeah.
成 is... 成 is more 口语.
Also more Beijing.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the second tone. I mean, it's so simple, but it's tough to do.
Well, it's tough for David.
It's not that tough for me. It's the combinations.
I mean, just for you.
It's the combinations that really throw you.
Yeah, well, I think the second tone is pretty lovely.
And like this third tone turns into the second tone, in disguise.
All right.
What we recommend you do, go on to the vocab section. We've put all of these words. You can study them with flashcards or whatever. Most importantly, you can click on the player to listen to them at your convenience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you're speaking, you can try to sound exactly like the recordings.
Mm. Okay. So that's all for today.
Okay. So we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.